Welcome to the 2014 Shore Conference Basketball Tournament on WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, part of the Shore Sports Network. Today's games are presented by Atlantic Physical Therapy Center, now with 11 locations in the Shore area. Please Bar and Grill, open 7 days a week on the Boulevard in Seaside Heights. Jersey Shore Arena, Wyckoff Road in Farmingdale. Smash Burger, now open in Brick at Route 70 and Cedar Bridge Avenue. Ocean Beach Marine Centers with locations in Lavalette, Lenoka Harbor, and Sea Isle City. Carl's, your first choice in home improvements. Modular Homes Factory Direct, rebuild your home and restore your lifestyle. And Ocean Trophies, the official trophy supplier to the Shore Sports Network. Let's head down to the court for our exclusive radio coverage of the Shore Conference Basketball Tournament.
And a very good evening back in our spot in the corner of Brick Memorial High School courtside. We are getting ready for tonight's semifinal round, where all top four seeds have advanced into the Final Four of the Shore Conference Tournament. Game number one pitting top seed Point Pleasant Beach against number four Matawan. Game two to follow right around 7:45, where second-seeded CBA will take on number three Lakewood. Back here with Kevin Williams, I'm Matt Harmon, and we welcome you back in for our back-to-back coverage. We had the girls' semifinals last night, in which Manasquan and St. Rose advanced into the finals. And Kevin, the story here tonight, as it is in any tournament, survive and advance and get into the next round.
And that's what the top seed did on Sunday, Matt. I believe Point Beach started this tournament as the clear-cut favorite to win it all. And boy, oh boy, did they get a scare on Sunday when they needed double overtime to get past Jackson Memorial. But that falls into the category of survive and advance. The bottom line is the Garnet Gulls live to play another day and keep their dream alive of winning a Shore Conference tournament. And they'll take on a team that's kind of had a Cinderella season, Matt, in this opener, the Matawan Huskies, who have really played very well and surprised quite a few people to get to this point with a record of 19-3.
Both of these teams have already clinched and claimed the top seed in their state group, so we know they've had, obviously, record-wise, great years. Point Beach 23-1. And Kevin, let's talk about the Garnet Gulls a little bit first. They made the Shore Conference final a year ago, were beaten by Lakewood in what was not an overly well-played game, really, for either team. But talk about a team that had high expectations all during the course of the season. So far, 24 games, 23 wins, everything basically on track.
No doubt about it, Matt. And, you know, this is a team that won the Group 1 state championship last year. I think anything less than that would be a disappointment. But this was the one that really got away from them last year. The Garnet Gulls really felt like they could win that Shore Conference championship. We did that game a year ago on a Saturday afternoon at Monmouth University, where they fell to Lakewood. And, you know, you were kind in your description of it. And it was funny, before about an hour or so ago, I was talking with Nick Pizzulli, the tournament director of this event, and we talked about the fact that the last two finals have, to be quite honest, been kind of horror shows, especially from an offensive standpoint. Lakewood beating Point Beach 39-33 last year, and if you remember the year before, it was Neptune over Colts Neck 37-33. So I think Point Beach kind of really felt disappointed in their performance against a very tough Pioneer team a year ago last February. And really, the unfinished business for them is to win that Shore Conference tournament, that elusive Shore Conference tournament. They're two wins away.
The lone loss for the Garnet Gulls so far this season, when they played the Patrick School, got beat back in early February, 54-52. So 2 points separating them, 3 points really, if you consider they would need to have gotten a win in that one, between them and a perfect record so far. Kevin, on the flip side, I think you described it well. Matawan has had a dream season so far. The Huskies, 19-3, kind of took a very competitive B North championship, a loaded type division. And this kind of an interesting team, because they are very guard heavy, like to shoot the ball from the outside, but as you would expect from a Matawan team, they throw out a lot of athletic ability.
There's no doubt about it, and as you said, they are guard heavy, and that may be a bit of a problem for them tonight, because Point Beach will certainly present a challenge up front where they've got a big front line, and Matawan, you'd expect on paper, would have a tough time matching up with the Beach. But they do throw out some very athletic personnel. They're not afraid to go to their bench. Both teams will probably, you know, go in that 7 to 8 deep, but that'd be about it. But I think fairly confident that when they take that first or second guy off the bench, they're not losing all that much, especially for this Matawan team, which, again, under Coach Tom Stead, has just had an outstanding winter and would like to continue it into the spring.
A couple of minutes away from getting this one up and running again, the first of two games coming up tonight on the Shore Sports Network, broadcasting, as always, on 1160, 1310 AM, shoresportsnetwork.com. And along the mobile device as well, you can download the Radio Pup app on your mobile device and listen to us streaming live in your car. About 3 minutes away from getting this one up and running, let's run through the starting lineups while we have a second. Let's start it out with Matawan, the 4 seed coming into this one under the direction of Tom Stead, their head coach, 19-3 so far on the year. They will start tonight, number 11, Chris Tawaya. He is a senior, 6'2", averaging just under 13 points per contest. He'll be joined in the backcourt by number 12, Jason Dunn. He is a marksman from the outside, great shooter, 6'3". He is a junior. Also in the backcourt, number 22, Joe Piscopo, another double-digit scorer, 5'9". Piscopo is a junior. The two frontcourt players, Dritten Garici, will occupy one spot. The 6'5 senior wears number 24, and number 20, Austin Plains, will play in the other forward spot. Plains, also a senior, he is 6'3", averaging just under 7 points per contest. The top seed in the tournament, Point Pleasant Beach, at 23-1. Their head coach, Nick Catania, will talk about him in just a second. A very experienced lineup tonight for the Garnet Gulls, led by number 3, Matt Farrell, perhaps everyone's all-shore and player of the year this year in Shore Conference basketball, averaging right around 20 points per contest, 4 rebounds, 6 assists. He is a do-everything type player, still uncommitted in terms of his college plans. He is 6 foot, and again, will wear number 3. We'll be joined in the backcourt this evening by Chris Schifano, 6'2". Schifano's a junior, wears number 15. The front court, Noah Yates, number 24, on his way to Yale to play football. But Yates, pretty good basketball player as well, 6'5", great size, good shooter from the outside, 13.3 points per contest. Dom Yule will play the other forward spot. Yule, a 6'9 senior, on his way to Iowa, averaging just under 15 points per contest. And the man in the middle, 6'8", senior number 55, Jeff Bryant, who averages 7 points per contest, 6 rebounds. I mean, Kevin, the big thing with this Point Pleasant Beach team is the size. I mean, they have the great guard play with Farrell, but they have a front line that goes 6'5", 6'9", and 6'8". You don't see that, certainly, in high school basketball very often, and you almost never see it in the Shore.
And that was the reason why Jackson almost pulled off the stunning upset on Sunday, because the Jaguars, as we know, led by Eric Carter, one of the few teams that can match up with Point Beach, and they did, and gave the Garnet Gulls fits. But this Matawan team, as you said, really led by the play of their backcourt, will have to play a very, very strong game tonight. Not turn the ball over a lot, make their shots, and play good defense, because clearly, as good as a season they've had, they come in as the underdogs tonight against a Point Beach team that is not only talented, but has been here before. They went all the way to the TOC last year, so big moments for them certainly are nothing new.
Looks like the team's getting sent for the national anthem. As soon as the clock winds its way down to zero, we will send it to a break. This is the first of two games tonight. Again, CBA and Lakewood will follow in the second tip-off this evening. That one's set to start right around 7:45. But on tap first here, it will be number 4 Matawan against number 1 Point Beach. When we come back, we'll run through the lineups one more time, get you set for the opening tip-off as well. This is Shore Conference Basketball, the semifinal round of the boys' tournament. We're back in 2 minutes with more on the Shore Sports Network.
And tonight's coverage of the Shore Conference Basketball Tournament brought to you in part by Carl's Fencing, Decking, and Home Improvements. Call Carl's, your first choice in home improvements, or visit bycarls.com.
Matt Harmon, Kevin Williams, ably assisted as always by our good buddy Brad Burescano, courtside as our on-site engineer. Tonight it's Brian Cedillo pushing the buttons in the studios of 1160 and 1310.
The road to the semifinals for top-seeded Point Beach, a 62-42 win over Southern Regional, followed by that 51-43 double overtime victory over Jackson Memorial. Mattawan, a 46-32 win over Point Borough, so they're trying to make it a sweep of Point Pleasant, and then the 46-36 win over Manasquan on Sunday. Both teams had opening round byes.
Mattawan will be in their black jerseys tonight. Mattawan, the number, and then Huskies all on the front of the jerseys. Black shorts with the dark purple outlines for Point Pleasant Beach as the top seed. They will be in white this evening. The red numerals and the red trim down the shorts. The Garnet Gulls breaking their huddle. They will take on the fourth seeded Huskies, who will be coming at us to begin the game. Point Beach moving away from us. We don't say right to left because we're looking at the court from the corner tonight and not from the side.
By the way, Matt, the last time Mattawan reached the championship game of this tournament, 1964.
Been a while. This is the semifinal round, the winner advancing into Saturday's final, which will tip at 3 o'clock at Monmouth University. The opening tip is won by Point Beach. Our referees tonight, James Lester, John Scores, and Jim Moran. Matt Farrell starts with his hands on the basketball. Beach sets the offense up. Flip the pass right side for Yates. Down low for Yule. He'll go right to the basket. Had his shot. Partially blocked by Tyawaya. Here's Dunn with an open three from the right side. That's good. Dunn can shoot, and he gives Mattawan a 3-0 lead set up off the block from Tyawaya, the 6'2 senior.
Leading scorer for this Husky team, just over 15 a game.
Up top, ball swung around. Schifano gets a touch on it. Here's Farrell going to penetrate to the lane. Leave it inside for Bryant. Back to Farrell, fakes the three. Shaded left, top of the key. Pushes off. Schifano will fire up a long jumper from the right corner. Off the mark, no good. Dunn pulls down the rebound, and here comes Mattawan. Husky sent the offense up with a minute gone by. They lead 3-0. Nick Tompkins, number 32, has his hands on the ball. Now, ball will be worked around the perimeter. It's number 20, Austin Plains, with it. Back now to Tompkins. Here's Dunn, team's leading scorer, going right to the rack and taking it at Yule. Dunn's got all five for Mattawan, and the Huskies lead 5-0 with 6:38 to go in the first quarter.
And not afraid to attack the basket. He makes a three, and that time he goes right to the basket. Beats Yule to the spot for the basket.
Yule with the basketball right now will pull things back out and set up on the left wing. He is clearly the tallest man on the floor right now. Mattawan's biggest player around 6'5". Yule a solid 6'9". And he's being played by Tawaya, who's only 6'2" right now. Here's Yule with it again, left wing, trying to break Tawaya down off the dribble. Kick out for Schifano. Now the pass worked left. It's Yates. Back to Yule. Point Beach will reset. Yule, good spin move in the lane. Falling down. It'll get called for a traveling violation.
Boy, outstanding team defense by Mattawan. Beating the Beach players to the spot and not allowing any penetration and frustrating them a bit early here.
Joe Piscopo brings the ball up court. Worked around. Tawaya with a quick trigger three. In and out, no good. Rebound tracked down to the corner. Ball went out of bounds. It will be Beach basketball. Last touch by Austin Plains.
Good hustle by Plains. Could not keep the ball in. Then his feet went out from under him. The right call. Point Beach basketball.
Farrell will walk it up court. Break the timeline with the dribble. Sporting the bright orange sneakers. Hard to miss. Schifano open from three. They'll give him that shot. He'll back rim it, no good. Yule climbs the ladder, has the rebound, and then has it stripped away by Plains. Dunn will bring the ball up court. Bouncing off. Piscopo, three on the way. That off the mark, no good. Yule cleans the glass and will work the ball up court. Yule handing off Yates. Has his shot blocked at the top of the key by Dunn. Gets it back, however. Beach maintains possession with 5 minutes to go, still looking for a point on the scoreboard. Farrell raises his right index finger, triggering the play. Yule gets it around a curl screen, will stop and pop. That's way off the mark. Dunn with the defensive rebound, and here comes Mattawan again. Tawaya will take the three. That back rim no good. Chasing down the rebound is Farrell. Had it poked at, but Farrell able to keep it. Going to go to the rim, get hit hard, but the ball deflected out of bounds. No foul. It will be Beach basketball.
First substitution of the night for the Garnet Gulls. Michael Fraunheim enters the game, replaces maybe a little bit of a frustrated Noah Yates.
Fraunheim, a junior, 6 foot, gets his first touch on it. Here's the feed off to Jeff Bryant, who finally gets Point Beach on the scoreboard from the left block. Make it 5-2 with 4:20 to go first quarter.
Nice touch pass by Farrell to get it to the big guy underneath the basket.
Dunn breaking the pressure. Tawaya now top of the key. Hands back off to Dunn, who's ridden down to the court surface by Fraunheim, who will commit his first personal foul. First one on Beach as well. Baseline inbounds play set up here for Mattawan. Dunn will trigger that. In the back for Piscopo, who rings one up from deep. And Mattawan grabbing their biggest lead of the night so far. 8-2 midway through our first quarter.
Huskies with a great student section, something they've had all season long. They've enjoyed following this team and trying to root them home into the finals on Saturday.
Farrell, long-range bomb. Didn't hit anything but the side of the backboard. Loose ball cleared by Mattawan. Huskies trying to keep this roll going. Off to a great start so far, leading 8-2 with 3:35 to go. Farrell off a double, almost stripped it from Piscopo. Tompkins had it, gives back to Piscopo. Now back to Tompkins on the left wing. He's played by Bryant. Tompkins looking to penetrate, left the shot a little bit short. Good offensive rebound, and the putback missed by Plains. Loose ball still down on the floor, picked up finally by Schifano. Here comes Fraunheim bringing it up court. Yates will take a bomb. That's an air ball. Point Beach has been way off shooting the ball from the outside.
Well, how about getting the ball inside and then taking advantage of their height? They're just settling on bad three-pointers.
Fraunheim and Farrell play catch back near the half-court line with less than 3 to go. Beach just with one basket. Fraunheim open from downtown. He will take the shot and miss it. And Mattawan one and out. They grab the rebound. Piscopo working it up court. Dunn looking to set something up against Fraunheim. And we will have a foul up top on Michael Fraunheim. That will be his second. And the team's second. Checking back in here is Dom Yule. And into the game for the first time tonight, the sophomore Matt Van Nostrum. Mattawan throwing it in. Tritton Garici has checked into the game for the Huskies. Their first sub. Here's Dunn. Penetrating. Count that. And the foul. Spun his way all the way to the basket. Beach maybe caught napping a little bit. And Jason Dunn's got 7 with an opportunity to make it 8.
Boy, the junior guard really has come to play, Matt. I've been impressed with what we've seen from him in these first 5.5 minutes, outside and inside.
First free throw attempted of the night for Mr. Dunn is good. He's got 8 of the Mattawan's 11, and they lead it now by a score of 11-2 with 2:25 to go, quarter number one. Farrell walks it up court. Yule will get a touch. Back to Farrell, right corner. He'll penetrate underneath the rim. Here's the kick and another three-point shot taken by Van Nostrum that time. Off the mark, rebound for Mattawan. Piscopo, full head of steam. Plains will get it, near side corner, hand off to Dunn. He is a threat to shoot from wherever. Little short on that long three-point attempt. Bryant with the rebound, and here comes Yule up court for Beach. Yule one-on-one now with Tawaya. Farrell has it on the right wing. Bryant with the only 2 points of the night so far for Point Beach. Nothing from Yule, nothing from Yates, nothing from Farrell.
And this is a team that is capable of easily scoring into the 70s.
Farrell will take the three from the left side. That's good. Gave him a little bit of an open area and makes Mattawan pay. 11-6 our score with a minute 20 to go in the first quarter. Here's Piscopo looking to penetrate. Dunn will get called for a travel at the elbow as Yates jumped in to defend.
Well, this place is filled up pretty fast, Matt, and I would venture to say that very few of CBA and Lakewood people are here yet.
And if you're coming for an early seat to the second game, you might as well wait a little bit. They had 2,200 in here last night for the girls' semifinals. I think we're already over that. Farrell will penetrate, kick back up top. Here's Yates with a long three. That one off the mark and no good. Rebound taken down by Piscopo. Piscopo will bring the ball up court. Hand off now to Garici. Garici standing in the half-court circle. Getting it back from Dunn. Garici looking for Piscopo to go away. Looks like Matawan may hold here for one with under 40 seconds to go. Now 35 seconds in the first quarter.
And Matt, at worst, they'd be up six after the first quarter, and you know they would have signed for that. So don't be greedy here.
We're down now to 20. Dunn flashes out, gets his hands on it. Now he'll watch the clock wind down. Yates eyeing him up. Dunn driving off to the right. Piscopo back to Dunn. Dunn will take a tough shot. Had it blocked by Yates. Ball deflected up, going right to Plains. That shot off the mark and missed. Rebounded by Yates, who will fire one at the buzzer. And that off the mark, and that leads us in to our first quarter break. Good start for Matawan. The four-seeded Huskies leading number 1 Point Beach by a score of 11-5. We step out here for 30 seconds. Back with more high school basketball on the Shore Sports Network.
And tonight's game powered by Ocean Beach Marine Centers with locations in Lavalette, Lenoka Harbor, and Sea Isle City. JC Pontoon and Angler Dealers, who can also service all Zodiac and inflatable boats. Visit OceanBeachMarina.com.
Matt Harmon, Kevin Williams back here courtside from Brick Memorial High School. I want to thank you for joining us here on the Shore Sports Network. This is the second night of our coverage of the Shore Conference Tournament. First boys semifinal now up and running. Matawan after the first quarter of play with a 11-5 advantage over top-seeded Point Beach. Huskies will start with it here in the second quarter. Still coming at us in our corner location. Dunn with the basketball, dribbling up top. Looking to work his way around Yates. Mike Vella, number three, is checked into the game at the quarter break for Matawan. Vella with it, will flash it around. Tompkins will take a shot from the left side from about 15. That's no good. Offensive rebound almost handled by Garici, but Point Beach able to steal it. Farrell in transition, no man's land, threw it up. Dunn in transition, will find Vella. Had a shot rejected by Yates. Both players hit the court hard, and now Beach out on the break. Three on two. Farrell feeding for Yates, running the floor well, doing it defensively first, offensively the other way, and Yates will go to the line for two free throws.
You know, there was a lot of contact, Matt, but I think it came after the block. The block was clean, and then, as you said, kind of collided. Plus, I think it might have been a little bit off balance, but a outstanding play on both ends by Yates.
Yates' first free throw is up and in. His first point of the night. That foul, by the way, from Matawan on Dritten Garici. His first, team's first, second free throw missed, and our score 11-6 in favor of Matawan. Dunn flashing it at the foul line for Tompkins. Piscopo gets a touch, runs through, now wants to set the screen for Dunn. Goes away from it, will feed off to Vella, who will take a short jumper from the left side, throw up an air ball. Farrell tracks down the loose ball. Gets instructions from Nick Catania as he goes past him. Farrell will penetrate and drive, and a whistle down low inside will be called on Matawan. It will be Mike Vella, his first, team second, and Matt Farrell to the free throw line for two shots.
Well, Farrell got bailed out, Matt. He was in no man's land, did not have a clear look at the basket, but was fortunate there was contact when he got the foul call.
Farrell's first free throw is good. He has 4 points on the night. Substitution back into the game. Chris Tawaya, the senior, will check back in. Farrell's second free throw, trying to make this a three-point game. Will do that. 5 for the senior, and 11-8 our score, 6:45 to go in quarter two. Dunn bringing it up court. Handing off Tompkins. Tawaya looking for the ball. Tompkins sees a lane, goes right at Yule, who partially blocked the shot and grabbed it. In transition, however, the ball deflected out of bounds by Matawan. Point Beach will keep. Austin Plains checking back in for the Huskies. Sideline inbound throw from Van Nostrand to Farrell. And Beach will set up their play offensively here with 6:20 to go in the second quarter. Yule on the left sideline. Farrell now works white for Van Nostrand. They try the alley-oop. The shot missed from Yule, but Bryant there for the putback.
Well, it would have been spectacular, but they just missed the connection. But there was Bryant just to pick up the garbage, and all of a sudden it's a one-point ball game.
Defended well, the alley-oop was for Matawan, but they forgot about Bryant on the backside. 11-10 now the score in favor of Matawan. Huskies looking for their first points here in the second quarter. They led by 9. It's down to 1. Piscopo pulling back out. He's checked by Yates. Man-to-man defense, 4-point Beach. Piscopo picks up the dribble, throws for Tompkins. Tawaya, quick trigger three from the right corner. In and out, no good. And Yule asserting himself on the defensive glass, pulls down the rebound. Yule getting up court. Nice feed for Yates on the right side. That jumper, ugly shot, was an air ball. Probably the fourth or fifth air ball we've seen at a Point Beach tonight.
From the outside, they've really been ugly. Matawan's going to call a timeout, a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it right here and tell you our coverage of the Shore Conference basketball tournament is brought to you in part by Smashburger. Smashed fresh, served delicious on the corner of Route 70 and Cedarbridge Avenue right here in Brick.
Matt Harmon, Kevin Williams back here from Brick Memorial High School, the site of this evening's boys semifinal round in the Shore Conference tournament. Just four left, all four of the top seeds advancing to this point. Point Beach, the one seed, trailing Matawan, the four seed right now, 11-10 at the 5:09 mark in the second quarter. Second game to tip around 7:45, CBA and Lakewood.
Now I kind of feel the game has been played at a pace that Matawan would probably like. This Matawan team is not really an explosive team. They've really done it with defense. And Matt, you look again at their scores of their games to get here. 46-32 and 45-36. Beach wants to get this game a little more up-tempo. And they need to assert their style of play and not let Matawan play the way they want to.
Off the inbound, Matawan couldn't hang on to the basketball. Last touch by the Huskies. So Point Beach with an opportunity here to take their first lead in the game. Farrell will set it up at the half-court circle. Van Nostrand with it. Yates gives back to Van Nostrand. Open from three. Off the mark. Dunn pulls down the rebound and will walk it up court for Matawan. Flips it off on the left for Piscopo. Handing off to Tawaya, and we will have a foul on Matawan. And a legal screen will be called on Jason Dunn. It will be his first and the team's third.
He just pushed Van Nostrand right out of the way, and the official right on it made the call. Probably a far cry from last night, Matt. We would have already been in the bonus with the girls last night about this time.
Probably not going to get away with much with the three officials that we have, but I will say that all three guys do like to let the players play.
And I think most coaches are okay with that.
Yates.
Nothing that ruins the style of a game more than the whistle on every possession.
Farrell with it on the left perimeter. Looks back to the bench. Now we'll pull back out and reset. Flipping off on the right side for Yates. Yates with it. It's Van Nostrand. Open from three. Won't put it up this time, however. Back to Farrell at the half-court line. Midway through this second quarter, it's 11-10 Matawan. Van Nostrand again. They are daring him to shoot from the outside. Now it'll be Farrell with a long three. That off the mark and no good. That was from about 25 feet away. Loose ball foul coming here. Not sure who it's going to be on. Yule hit the deck hard, as did number 20, Austin Plains. Nick Tompkins was tied up there as well. It'll be Plains who gets whistled for the foul. It will be his first and the team's fourth. It'll also give Beach back the basketball. Van Nostrand with it. It's all right. Just go right in front. Ewell swinging around the perimeter. Yates with it. Van Nostrand, top of the key, three. That off the mark, no good. Rebound taken down for Matawan. Piscopo working it up court. Nice no-look pass. Tawaya gets run into. No whistle, and the ball deflected out of bounds. Van Nostrand came to Tawaya 100 miles an hour.
I think he's a little shaken up, too, because he crashed into his own teammates on the bench. He's a little slow getting up, but he's now out of the game anyway.
Matawan has not scored yet in this second quarter, and we are at the 3:20 mark remaining quarter number two.
We sure it's not the final?
Yeah. Maybe we'll get reverse this time around. Here's Schifano back into the game for Beach. Yates on the drive. Had his shot partially blocked by Plains. Loose ball picked up by Piscopo. Here comes Matawan looking to push. Everybody back for Point Beach. Piscopo will pull out and set something up offensively. Inside of 3 minutes to go in a fast-moving first half. Dumped down in the corner for Plains. Working one-on-one against Schifano. This is Tompkins from the top of the key. That shot just off the mark. Rebounded by Yates. Matawan has gone ice cold here in the second quarter. Farrell on the drive. He'll kick it out. Find Ewell, an open three. Off the mark, no good. Bryant tries to keep it alive, but it falls into the hands of Dunn. Good no-look pass. Tompkins reverse. Layup try, and Matawan finally scoring here in the second quarter. Nick Tompkins will give the Huskies a 13-10 advantage.
But it's not like Beach is taking advantage. They've scored 5 points in this quarter. It's just a nightmare offensive performance so far by both teams.
Schifano with it. Now Bryant at the top of the key. Back to Farrell. Bryant setting the screen. Farrell dribbles away from it. Here's Schifano from the foul line. Off the glass, that one no good. Yates pulls down the offensive rebound. Farrell looking to drive. Here's Yates going to stop and pop and hit from the left side. That's a three for Noah Yates. He's got four, and we are tied at 13. Piscopo breaks the timeline with the dribble. Looking right, goes in the corner for Tawaya. He's played by Ewell. Back now to Dunn. Matawan setting it up with Dunn. Now Piscopo. Ball faked off the key on Farrell. Will pull back out and reset.
Husky's showing a lot of patience, Matt. They're looking for a good shot on this set.
You almost wonder if they're thinking about holding for one.
You know what? I wouldn't be shocked. It sure looks like that. If Beach does not come out, I think they'll just stay out there and hold the ball.
Tom Stead just told Nick Tompkins, don't be in any rush. I'm sure Matawan would take something if they had it, but not pushing the tempo here at all. Back near the half-court line, Piscopo will hand off to Tawaya. Tompkins with it. He's played by Bryant. Off a double, Piscopo gets it.
40 seconds left in the half.
Plains trying to dribble through a double team. He does. Dunn with it now. Trying to spin his way to the basket. Ball popped out in the left corner for Tawaya. Matawan has worked it down here to 25 seconds. And a steal finally by Farrell off a bounce pass from Tompkins. Farrell one on two. And he is hacked on his way up. Hard to say all that time with the basketball and you can't come away with a good look at the hoop. Heady defense by Matt Farrell.
Fouls on Austin Plains, his second, team foul number five. And Matt Farrell, two for two for the line, will go to the line for two more right here.
First free throw is good. Farrell has six.
Of course, the subject of recruitment with Farrell has been one that's been bandied around quite a bit this year as he decommitted from Boston College and really has not given any kind of hint on where he's thinking of now committing again.
Second one by Farrell, also good. One thing we know, there are a ton of schools that want him.
Including one that's not too far from here, I believe in West Long Branch.
That is true. 15-13 Point Beach with their first lead of the night. Tawaya doubled in the corner. Now in trouble. Ball deflected out of bounds. Last touch by Matawan. Good defense by Matt Van Nostrand will result in a turnover, and Beach will have it for the final six of the quarter.
Boy, the length of those Garnet Gold defenders was so obvious there with their arms, Yule and Yates, just so tough.
Farrell will take a three with the buzzer going off, miss it from the right side, and the teams will head into the locker room with Point Beach leading this one by a score of 15-13 after a 10-2 advantage in the second quarter. We'll step out for 60 seconds. We'll come back, talk about this one a little bit, go through scoring leaders, little setup of game number two, which will follow this one in the semifinal round. It's Point Beach, the top seed, leading Mattawan 15-13. We're back in 60 seconds with more on the Shore Sports Network.